Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Apprenticeships are an increasing step in the path to employment after higher education. During a recent community forum, Governor Matt Bevin talked about the importance of apprenticeships in the work world.
We have more than 1,100 companies now who have signed up to be part of an apprenticeship program. And that number is increasing dramatically. One of the ways in which we take the best advantage of it is to make sure that it's not just something you sign up for and, gee, isn't that neat? You'd like one. How do we make it actually work? And in what areas can we actually develop apprenticeship programs?
Governor Bevin used an apprenticeship program in Louisville as a perfect example.
Norton's Healthcare up in Jefferson County and in the surrounding counties, we established an apprenticeship program for nurses. And we had 120-some-odd nurses came through that first apprenticeship track where they came in, they were coming on board as apprentices, but also starting the process of actually getting the education as well. So it's not even just like, okay, we need them in electricians or something. It's across the spectrum.
The Kentucky governor says he recently visited European countries where apprenticeships are already working well.
I went with Secretary Ramsey and our Secretary for Economic Development and our Secretary for Education and Workforce Development. And we all went to Switzerland and we went to Germany and we literally studied inside of the schools and inside of the businesses exactly how they've been doing it and why they are what comes to mind.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Governor Bevin says his goal is to make Kentucky the place for apprenticeships.
20 years from now, and hopefully sooner, if you were a group full of business people in Europe and somebody asked, well, if you had to engineer and manufacture something to the highest degree of excellence, you had to do it in a single state in America, where would you start? I want that whole room of people, well, Kentucky. You know, I want it to be as spontaneous as it was. And why not? Why not? Nobody owns it. There's no state that owns it. We're going to own it. That's it.
The governor adds getting apprenticeships into schools is a major first step.
And so everything we do, with starting with his cabinet and others, is focused on making sure that we're not just saying it, but we're both at the post-secondary level and at the K-12 level. How are we introducing people to the possibility of apprenticeship, whether they're pursuing a post-secondary degree or whether they're not?
For more details, contact the Kentucky Workforce Development Office. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.